Hey guys, this is Tiffany. So this is my first podcast anchor episode I've ever done, so I'm not really sure how to start it or what to say. I feel like this is something that I need to do in order to help me heal from a lot of things that I've been going through the last, pretty much all my 20s. I don't even know really where to start. It's something that I've realized the past about year and a half is that I really don't know how to speak my truth of what I went through. I just got done going through a divorce, and it was extremely difficult because the relationship that I was in was about 7.5 years, and it was extremely abusive and controlling. And when I finally did get the courage and the strength, I can't even say the strength, I don't know if that's how I would take it. I broke as a person. I broke in every single way possible, and I felt like I was physically drowning staying in that marriage. So one day I packed up everything I could fit in the car. I had me and my two small children, and we just drove to my sister's, and I never went back. One quote that I always liked was, never go back to what broke you. So no matter how hard this whole situation's been, that quote in a weird way has kind of kept me going. It's like, I can't go back to that, even if it's a comfort zone or it's, you know, I'm terrified, I'm scared, I don't know what to do, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen. Sometimes, you know, it gets lonely and scary to go through something and to be legitimately alone in it. Like I said, I have a hard time speaking my truth, and that's why this one is so all over the place, and I don't even know where to start. Nobody really knew how bad the relationship was, besides obviously, you know, his family and friends and stuff. But when I did leave, everyone that had any idea what was going on kind of turned on me and took his side and acted like I was a crazy person in a sense. And so I had really no support. I had no close friends at that point. It was just me and my kids, and I was terrified and trying to get on my feet and just find that strength was extremely hard, and I'm still struggling with that. So starting this anchor podcast hopefully will help me learn to find my voice again, and I hope that it will help everyone else listening to this as well, that, you know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. There's a way out. You have the strength to get through whatever it is you're going through. If you're in, you know, if you're in a relationship that's like that, you can leave. I know it's extremely dangerous to leave, but there are so many people that if you just give them the chance to help you, they will in any way that they can. And that's one thing I learned looking back, is I never gave anybody the chance to help me. I was so scared of telling people what he was doing or what he had done, and I was ashamed of it, that I didn't give anybody the opportunity to help me, because I wasn't speaking my truth. I wasn't saying, I'm scared. I was being stubborn, and I was saying, no, this, you know, this isn't acting out of fear. And what I found is when you act out of fear, that's when you have regrets. And looking back, I can see where I've done that and how I would do things differently, but I did the best that I knew how at the time. I was more in a survival mode, so living out of fear, your judgment isn't all the way there, and you do things just to survive in a sense, and it's and then, you know, you have to live with that afterwards. So I don't know what I'll talk about on this. You know, if you guys have anything you want to hear about, if, you know, obviously I'll probably go into details and things like that of exactly what I went through and how I got out and how things are going now, just day-to-day stuff. I mean, I don't want to make this a super extremely depressing podcast or anything by all means. I feel like I just need to get my story out there, and I need to just start speaking, but, you know, just get it out and let people know that it's okay. You know, you don't need to feel ashamed or stupid that you stayed in a relationship like that, or I get it, and it's hard when you get the judgment from people saying, you know, why would you stay? It's not an easy question to answer, but it's, you know, the reality is it's easier to stay sometimes. You know, you don't always get the protection of the legal system, or they're, you know, those, sometimes people, abusers can be so manipulative and scary, and people just don't get it. And I never thought I would be in a relationship like that. I always thought I had a good head on my shoulders. I had a ton of things going for me. You know, when I first started dating him, I was a junior in college, well on my way to, you know, I was gonna go into graduate school, get my PhD. I had all these goals for myself, and it's just, it completely shattered when I met him. Everything became about him. He took everything from me, and it was a shame. Even though I ended up, you know, out of college, I got a good job at an investment bank, I had a ton of things going for me, still I had this secret, because I had this person in my life that I was scared of, that was controlling me, holding me back in so many ways. And I just stayed, you know, for a lot of reasons, and I was so ashamed of it. And even up to now, I'm ashamed to tell people that that's the kind of relationship I was in. Not only is that, but that's the kind of relationship that I stayed in, and I had children with, and married that person. And it's extremely hard to admit that, but I feel like just getting it out there is gonna help me just realize that it's okay. Everything happens for a reason, and you'll be fine. You'll learn from it, and you'll grow from it. You'll become a stronger person, no matter how hard it is, or how lonely, or how stressful it can be. You'll be okay at the end of it. Everything works out, and I truly believe when you take risks in life, that life rewards you. It's, you know, the universe and God wants you to push out of your comfort zones and grow and become a better person and see things as a learning experience. And I think that's what this is going to be for me, and I hope that you guys will support me through this and let me know your feedback and questions or